This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health, and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. Well, it's less than 2 weeks to Christmas Eve. I hope everyone's keeping their spirit up out there. I know it is a very different year, and it's easy to get down. So just remember to try and keep your spirits up, connect in any way you can. And there's lots of people out there to help you make connections if you're not computer friendly. So get in touch and make sure you stay in touch. On our show today, we're going to be talking about medicinal mushrooms. We just scratched the surface on a show with Dr. Kate, and it really piqued my interest. So we have an expert in mushrooms today. We're going to be speaking with Jason Watkin. Jason is a passionate speaker trained in pathophysiology, pharmacology, nutrition, and traditional Chinese medicine. He makes a gripping presentation style, and he has also completed formal studies and meditative yoga practices in the Indo-Tibetan tradition. His intent is to share modern and ancient wisdom to get to the root of what matters, what makes us unwell, and how to recover our well-being. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning to you, too.
It's great to have you on the show today. I'm really excited to talk about mushrooms today.
Well, it should be a little bit funny for me because I came into the room to do the show and I realized that there's no chair, so I'm sitting on a little exercise ball here. So
it
makes you laugh at yourself a little bit.
Yeah, well, hey, we always improvise and keep going forward, don't we?
Yes.
Yep. So, Jason, why is there such a buzz about mushrooms? What are they discovering these are good for?
So mushrooms are, in the Eastern traditions, for instance, in Tibet and China, they are the top of their medicine. So it's not surprising that they finally made it here. The thing that was different is they speak about it in different terms of medicine, you know, with hot and cold and the kind of idea of dampness, or they talk about qi and things like that, whereas we don't. So many years ago, I think in the Soviet Union, they did a lot of research on different things around the world, including from Chinese medicine, Tibetan, and the West, mm-hmm. to try to curb and deal with stress, because that was a huge issue for them. They wanted to help all of the people that worked in the government, in the military, for their cosmonauts, whatever. They wanted them to be in peak shape. And so they tested many things against each other, and what came out on top were the different mushrooms, including chaga and cordyceps and reishi, things like that, to keep someone in really peak physical and mental shape. So now, though, what's happened with that, the Soviet studies, those are more in Western terms, and what came out of that was some really powerful immune modulating effects, and a lot of the research with the mushrooms is going into cancer research, with AIDS and hepatitis, and also, for instance, with lion's mane, with any kind of disorder of the mind when you have, say, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or just dementias or lack of mind-body coordination. So a lot of exciting things coming out in Western research now, but it was always there in the East, so we're just kind of catching up.
Okay. Now, one of the things I've heard, Jason, is that mushrooms can activate responses in our body that no other food or medicine can. Is that true?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, especially when things try to hijack your system. Like, for instance, viruses will hijack your DNA, and they'll try to get your DNA to manufacture proteins, which manufacture more virus. Then it lyses the cell, spills out into your system. Well, the certain compounds in mushrooms interfere with that replication, and it just stops it. So these are really exciting. There's also things, though, is that your immune system in the second phase, called your adaptive phase, you know, production of antibodies, and there's T cells and B cells, is the B cells produce these antibodies, which give you memory and other things, and they kind of bind around things that get into your body and make them more recognizable, and then they also are used for memory. Well, they depend on polysaccharides tails. They have a protein head, and then they have a polysaccharide tail. And in ancient times, when we used to grow food normally without trying to hijack it, make it grow faster, well, there's a lot of mutations involved that would produce different types of polysaccharides, these tails. then you would ingest them, and it would give you that to build your immune system. But then we became basically the polysaccharide or immune deficient because we're not getting those types of compounds anymore because we're growing our food faster. And
okay.
So they don't have as many mutations. Well, mushrooms mm-hmm. have hordes of these polysaccharide tails, basically, that then you take in, and in a really varied array, you take them in, and it helps you build your immune defenses. But there's many, many other things that they do in the immune system that
okay.
nothing else can touch. So it's yeah. really the top of the heap for the immune system.
Excellent. That's so interesting. Now, are these the same mushrooms that we find in our grocery store? We fry them up, saute them, they're delicious. But are we speaking of different types of mushrooms?
Yes, different types of mushrooms. I mean, one thing, one mushroom is fairly similar that you see quite often would be shiitake. Shiitake definitely has immune properties. And button mushrooms that you're talking about, too, they will have, and portobello, but
okay.
not like what we're talking about in these therapeutic-grade medicinal mushrooms that are actually mm-hmm. grown to produce these really high-active compounds that you
okay.
then can ingest. And these are the ones that have such a varied array on dealing with stress, your immune system, and even in your nervous system and affecting your mind.
Okay, excellent. If you're just tuning into the show, this is the HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On our show today, we're talking with Jason, and we're talking about medicinal mushrooms. Such an interesting topic. Jason, at Purica, you are well known for quality mushroom products. But it's confusing to me because I'm just starting to learn about them. What makes the best quality mushroom supplements? Is it the body of the mushroom? You hear things called spores, mycelium. What makes the best quality mushroom product?
And that's a key because you think about mushrooms and some people think they're allergic to mushrooms like button mushrooms, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they're grown in the wild, you don't really know where they're growing. Also, in ancient times, mushrooms were taken readily by everyone, but they didn't have a polluted environment thousands of years ago. They didn't have all the big industry and heavy metals and toxins. We all have it. You can't get around it. Mushrooms
mm-hmm.
tend to sop all that up. So you don't really want to go wild foresting in certain areas unless you know it's really pristine kind of area because mushrooms actually suck up stuff, toxins from the environment. So
okay.
the other one is growing it in hothouses. You know, there's a lot of molds and yeast and other microbes in the air and they get trapped in the mushrooms. So you have to really cook them really well to kill off all those molds and yeast. Otherwise, you will have allergic reactions to them. Kind of like strawberries, how strawberries mm-hmm. go bad quickly. Well, mushrooms are trapping all these other organisms you don't want. So you want them to be grown, if you're using them medicinally, grown in basically a pharmaceutically controlled environment that mimics nature so that you don't have to deal with all the toxins and everything in nature. And you want to grow them on a substrate that is basically organic again because you're taking something that you don't want it to be toxic. You want it to be the highest grade. And the organic matrix would be fully nutrient dense. In other words, you're getting all the nutrients that the mushroom would normally get from the wild. And
mm-hmm.
then if you can add trace minerals, because there's so many different trace minerals like selenium, for instance, that are essential for your immune system. So you
okay.
grow them on that substrate and then you grow them basically to full maturation. Normally mushrooms in the industry around the world for decades have been grown really quickly to try
okay.
to turn starch into polysaccharides. So basically, you want the full spectrum of all the other nutrients. And obviously, you want the polysaccharides because they have mm-hmm. immune-boosting potential. But like you just said, there's all these different life cycle partitions of the mushroom. For instance, when you wake up in the morning and you see a bunch of mushrooms popped out of the grass that weren't there the day before, that's pretty
mm-hmm.
amazing in itself. It mutates. But
yeah.
underneath the ground is all the mycelia, the normally functioning body of the immune system. So,
okay.
Of its whole... of the way that the mushroom lives and survives, and it communicates with this outside environment. So the mycelia, the spores, and the fruiting body, they all have different compounds that they produce related to
okay.
your human body or an animal, how they help them to deal with stress, engage their immune system, not stimulate it, but actually regulate it. So if something's low, bring it up. If something's high, bring it down. So an adaptogen, they adapt to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the things that are involved in sexual reproduction, for instance, cordyceps is used for libido and things like that. These things have all different life cycles that have all these different compounds. So if you have a full spectrum product, then it will have all the different parts of the life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't grow it to full maturation, that means usually months, not weeks, like typically happens, then okay. you don't have very many of the active ingredient. You have a lot of starch, and you don't really need starch.
So there's a little more science to it all as well. You have to kind of pay attention to what's going on, and it looks like these are some pretty well researched products that you're using, because you are using all of these parts of the mushroom.
Exactly. And then we worked with Dr. John Holliday for years, and he's a world expert in working with these different medicinal mushrooms in the treatment of serious conditions. A lot of the research was done in Africa and China, where they can do all that research, showing that the entire life cycle is much more effective than picking one, for instance, just the mycelium or just the fruiting body, because you're getting that full range. And like I said, you're getting an adaptogenic effect rather than stimulating or suppressing, which is more like a drug. This is going to work really powerfully like a drug, but it's not going to interfere with other drugs either. Or you can take the full spectrum safely with things like autoimmunity or tissue transplant, because it's not actually affecting or stimulating the immune system. Also, stimulating your immune system too much, that can actually lead to a burnout of your immune system and get really tired. So really, you really want to use like mushrooms and modulate and regulate, not stimulate.
Okay, there's such a delicate balance there. So, Jason, you can find lots of single mushroom products out there. We can find products like Immune 7, which kind of blends things together. How do we know which one to choose? Do we need a single or do we need a blend?
So in ancient times, like for instance, Chinese medicine and Tibetan medicine, they're often given in combinations. Mm-hmm. And that was dependent on if somebody was too wired, you know, they're always wired up all the time and agitated, or if they're kind of low, or maybe you go back and forth between those two. Or, for instance, they talk about qi, your life force, which would be like, if you said it's our immune system, we would say in a way, and your vibrance, you know, if people are vibrant, you see it in their eyes and their skin and the way they are. I'm not talking about jacked up on coffee. I'm just an idea of you look vibrant and healthy and you're happy. Well, they looked at all those factors of mind and body, and then they would give you different combos. And if you think about modern times too with science, it's much better to take a combination of mushrooms than it is to take singles, because singles are addressing certain facets, but in a combo, it's more like a shotgun effect. Having said that, if you're really going for one effect, for instance, you really want to relax, then that's more reishi. Relax, but not like you're not like somebody. Well, I'm from BC, so not like somebody that's been smoking weed or anything. That's like relaxed, kind of. I'm talking about relaxed, and not that. But I'm not knocking that, but I'm just saying that's a different effect. I'm talking about relaxed, but really vibrant minded. And there's a lot of research for memory, even on reishi, but also with sleep and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And then you can also mix, but even mixing that with things like chaga, again, you get that. Or a balanced effect, reishi and cordyceps. So really, it's the combinations are the most effective, but then you look at each mushroom for what they do individually.
Okay, that's very interesting. So we're going to talk about some of those combinations, but let's maybe get into a little bit of detail, because I found that quite interesting about the red reishi. Let's get into some detail about some single mushrooms now. So red reishi, this one's going to help us kind of with our stress. This is one of my first experiences with mushrooms.
Reishi's impressive. And we get them, so they're really, really high active levels. So they influence you. But there's many different compounds outside the polysaccharides, the extracellular compounds, that influence your nervous system and basically your mind. So that's why they were so prized in ancient medicines, because in Tibet and China, that was the Taoist system and the Burn and the Buddhist system. They were very much enamored by something that could affect their mind state, keep them clear and calm. So reishi was called spirit mushroom, which is interesting, because you think about the way of they think of spirit different. It's the whole idea of just that life that you have, and also that sense of calm and clarity. So they would give reishi to people that, say, were meditators, or that they were yogis, or that they were in, like, for instance, Shaolin monks in China, when they had to have really intense mind-body coordination, where it's really flowing. Or, like you said, just help you sleep, to help you curb your anxiety or that agitation kind of state. And this is where the reishi shines. They even gave it to their military so that they would be hyper-focused, but still calm. In other words, you have that fight-or-flight response where you're always responding with irritation, worry, frustration, judgment of yourself and others, things like that. It just comes up, and you can't control yourself. That's the intense fight-or-flight freeze or fawn response. and you're just basically acting from your gut in a habitual way, and you don't usually like it. So this can help you to break out of that. That's what Reishi seems to be famed for, and that helps you to do other work with other techniques with Reishi to get an even better and more pronounced effect, or quicker. So people that like yoga and meditation, but they're not necessarily feeling like they're getting something from it, they could add Reishi to that mix, and they'll find things change. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. I think I need that in my life. Now, Jason, the next one I want to ask you about, I see it in a lot of combinations. I see it on its own. It's something called cordyceps. What is this?
Yeah. Okay. So that is what I mentioned earlier, Dr. John Holliday. He was on the National Geographic special. They were talking about cordyceps is normally in the wild, something that grows on a caterpillar high in the Himalayas. It is the most expensive natural product in the world. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars per pound. So the pickers used to add heavy metals not to it to add to the weight. That's because they had to restrict even the growth. So we grow all ours in-house in a pharmaceutical facility in the United States, in Nevada. So anyways, the cordyceps, it is, what they found is they were, originally what really enticed the Westerners about it is they had animals that were eating it and then going into, basically into rutting. So they basically, it increased their libido so that when they were trying to mate. And so they thought that was pretty wild. So what they looked at it for, though, is it seems to increase, in the research, a lot of research on this, increases testosterone in women and men to healthy, natural levels. We seem to all be quite low because we eat a lot of foods that have estrogenic influence. So what does that do? That affects your energy, your musculature. It influences the way that you store fat. So in other words, if you have higher testosterone, it helps to reduce excess fat storage, things like that. But also the energy, like I said, libido, and in the immune system, it looks to be one of the, if not the most powerful immune mushroom, especially when it comes to deal with viruses, because it influences the way that it inhibits the way that a virus can bind to your cells. It also inhibits when it's replicating on the outside. Like, for instance, DNA kind of looks like a spiral staircase if you unwound it. The top layer, the ribose, that would be kind of like the rail, right? And then all the base pairs would be the spindles. So when you're unwrapping it. So when, a virus hijacks your DNA, it unwraps the DNA into the spiral staircase, and then it starts to hijack it. It produces new proteins. But what the cordyceps does, it has compounds called cordycepin and HEAA. Okay. They actually embed and look very similar to certain structures. They competitively bind in the stair rail and in the spindles, and they immediately stop its replication. And this is crucial because this happens, too, with cancer and other microbes. Cancer cells, bacteria, and viruses, they don't have proper DNA repair mechanisms. So when they're using the DNA to replicate themselves, if anything gets in the way, it stops it. Because it basically stops replicating. Whereas in a human being or a healthy cell, we would excise and take out that thing that's not quite right, take it out, and then keep going and manufacturing. Viruses, cancer cells, and bacteria don't have that mechanism. That's what makes them susceptible to compounds from things like mushrooms and the old way of growing food in this old way where they mutate to get the polysaccharides.
Excellent. This is so fascinating. If you're just tuning in, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland, and we're open every Monday to Sunday for your healthy shopping needs. Come visit us for some great Christmas gift ideas. We got some wonderful diffusers, essential oils, and some great natural products, including some of these wonderful mushrooms we're talking about today. We were talking about red reishi, then cordyceps. Now, Jason, the next one to talk about, turkey tail. How about this one? Where does this one fit in?
So turkey tail's been talked about a lot by a lot of different mycologists in this field for a long time because of the stories that they use it with cancer. What we focus on is the ability to, if someone has weak lungs that are susceptible to infection, so if you're always getting sick, if you're always getting colds and flus, things like that, or just bacterial infections or lung issues, then that is something that you'd use turkey tail for. And it's also a beautiful mushroom. If anybody's seen it, it really does look like layered turkey tail. It's just a fascinating mushroom. Mm-hmm. Cordyceps is used for weak lungs. So if people have things like asthma or bronchitis or emphysema where the lungs are weak, that's when the ancients and modern would use cordyceps. Whereas turkey tail would be more if you're chronically susceptible to infections and things like that. So it's immune system parameters more for your lungs, cordyceps more for weaker lungs and sports nutrition, things like that is cordyceps. So that's those ones cross over a little bit. So you have to be careful what each, not be careful, but you want to be cognizant of which each is for. Mm-hmm. That's turkey tail. Anyways, having said that, a lot of the talk about turkey tail is called Coriolis. They focus on a lot to do with the cancer research.
Okay. Going on. Yeah, it seems a pattern, though, too, right? Some of these we're going to see focusing on cancer. There's just more than one.
Absolutely. They all have different effects. And that's where all the research is going. If you go on PubMed and Medline, mm-hmm. most of the research is either with cancer or with AIDS, things like that. Or now with the next one, you'll probably talk about lines made with mental health and mental cognitive functioning.
Yeah, that was my next one to ask you about, because it's probably one of the kind of the newer ones that we're getting more and more requests for. So lion's mane, that was your cognitive mushroom?
Yes, and it's really cool. It does look like a lion's mane if you look it up. It's probably the most popular mushroom out there. If you asked any mycologist, anybody specialized in mushroom, I think probably 90% would tell you, if you could put everybody on one mushroom to change the whole world, would it be, and I'm serious, it would be lion's mane, because of the way that it affects the mind. It also affects your gut the same, because the gut is highly innervated, that gut brain or the enteric nervous system. The lion's mane influences anything to do with the gut just as much as it does with the brain and spinal column. Okay. What's really interesting, I'd say, is what people might not relate with is that when we're stressed, and when our mind is not functioning in, say, a parasympathetic or relaxed state, rather than that fight or flight sympathetic state where we're always engaged and always alert and really narrowed and not relaxed. So parasympathetic is rest and digest mode. A lot of us are hardly ever in that, can't even sleep properly, sort of get it. The other one is fight or flight, freeze or fawn kind of mode. So what we're talking about is, and how I relate this to lion's mane and the other mushrooms, is that when we're in constant fight or flight, even with just irritation, frustration, or feeling depression, or just low, or worried, or judgmental, these kind of things, is that that activates the amygdala in the center brain, which is your alarm system response. And it's called your default mode network up on top of the brain. And when those are activated, that's kind of like a habitual, really old response in you that activates you to be ready as if everything out there is a competitor, including thoughts in your mind are competing. So you're even fighting with your own mind a little bit about thoughts you don't like. And what happens then when that's activated all the time, that shuts down your prefrontal cortex associated with, you know, cognitive balance and thinking solution-oriented thought and well-being and emotional intelligence. It's coupled with an area called the lateral frontal gyrus. And then your hippocampus, again, inside your brain, like the amygdala, which is your alarm system, the hippocampus is associated with memory. And that's something that also, with age, starts to shrink. Okay. With stress, it shrinks even more. And what counterbalances the amygdala, the stress response in that brain that keeps kicking on that you don't like, the habituated response, is when your prefrontal cortex is active. So when your amygdala is on, it shuts down your ability to think. You're just in stress mode. You can tell, too, when you're stressed in a test and you can't remember the things.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That also shrinks your hippocampus, little horse, it's like an upside-down seahorse. That one is associated with memory. So when you're stressed, you're shutting down your memory. It's already shrinking, and then you're shrinking it more by being stressed. So with time, as you get, say, over 50, you're going to start to see your memory fall really bad. So why am I talking about all this? Because mushrooms, and in particular lion's mane in this case, and reishi and chaga, things like this, lion's mane, it helps to activate your prefrontal cortex.
Okay.
It's going to counterbalance the amygdala, your stress response, because that's what you want to do. If, say, for instance, if you learn to meditate really well, or in yoga or Tai Chi, Qigong, where you are getting more control of the mind, or, or at least helping to let go of things more easily, that actually kind of offsets your amygdala. So if you're going to have a stress response, if you can train the prefrontal cortex to become active, it will start to shut down the amygdala so you don't have that intense fight or flight. So long story short, when you take mushrooms, they're basically calming or shutting down that fight or flight response that you have had maybe since you were a kid. And then you start, your brain starts to rewire and you learn new ways. They say that neurons in common neurophysiologists say neurons that fire together, wire together. The more you participate in a stress response, the more that it becomes active and more ready and more neural connections form. But if you don't use that for prolonged periods, it starts to break apart and new connections start to form, called neuroplasticity. In young people, we do it more readily, but with mushrooms, they can increase neuroplasticity like a young person. So you reform new habits. It's too intense.
Excellent. Jason, this is just such an intense and such an interesting conversation. I don't think we're going to make it to the end. I wanted to cover Immune 7 and Complete 360 because there's some great combination mushrooms, but I think we'll have to direct people into the store to grab some information on them. And also, where can they find out more information? Because you've got a tremendously good website for the information on the stuff we've been talking about today, correct?
Yeah, so purica.com, P-U-R-I-C-A.com. And like you said, the Immune 7 won Immune Product of the Year 2019-2020. And the Complete 360 is like Immune 7, but it has all the stress-relieving qualities in a combination and mixing it with ashwagandha from the Ayurvedic system, which is also an adaptogen. So just trying to get you to feel all around, feel healthy, stress, digestive functioning, mental functioning, and everything working well, so that you feel much better in life rather than getting caught in that stress reaction, which obviously is a big thing today, even more than ever.
It sure is. And I like how you've combined these, because the Immune 7, we, like you said, this is an award-winning product. And it's just been such an interesting conversation. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jason. I know we're going to get requests to continue this conversation, so I hope we can chat again.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. And listeners out there, remember, you can pop into HealthWise. We are open for in-store shopping still. You can also have curbside pickup. You can order online. We've got lots of options for you, lots of great gift-giving ideas, and I often say give the gift of health. Pop in the store for some great information. We have 20% off all of our Purica products until the end of December. And I'd like to wish all of our listeners out there a healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490, toll-free at 1-888-889-7444 or healthwiseonline.com.